He will give you an answer. So call the number 484-2500 because God has an answer for you. And remember, 1-877-464-2500. You wake up out there, folks, and know that God loves you so much that even though you're going through some things, you're going to make it. Very difficult to be able to praise God and to thank Him. Very, very, very hard, excuse me, to thank God while you're going through some things. It seems quite, he said, well, it's not that easy, Pastor. No, I know that. That's the whole point. It's sort of like lifting weights, going to the gym and so on. And you want to become stronger, and it's not easy, okay? It's not easy to begin to exercise your faith, exercise what you're going through. It's very difficult in life, and you are going through some things, and that is the way to exercise your faith. Now listen to me. What you're going through, whatever you're going through, it is a way of exercising your faith to become stronger. Because if you're going to lift weights, for instance, and you pick up 5 pounds, and after that, you're going to pick up, you'll get a little stronger, and you'll pick up 10 pounds, and it goes on and on. And after a while, you'll find yourself, even though it may be hard and very painful, after a while, you'll find yourself picking up a whole lot more weight. You'll be picking up 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds. Who knows how far you go? But you must exercise, and there must be a sacrifice involved in it. So, folks, call the number. Whatever you're going through, don't think it's strange that whatever you're going through, the Bible says, because everybody goes through it. It's a way of exercising your faith when you become grateful unto God, and you got to thank God. You see, that is the key to it. When you become grateful to God, that builds your faith in God. That's a faith builder. And so I want you to understand, don't think it strange what you're going through. And that's what the Bible says. So I want you to call the number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. Call the number. I want to pray with you as well. And if you have any comments about today's topic about going through the things and having an attitude of gratitude, even though it hurts, even though you're sick, even though you're having problems, family problems, divorce problems, all kinds of problems, and it seems like you're not going to make it. But I want you to understand that God has a reason for it. You, right now, you're going through something, and God wants to help you. So please, I want to pray with you as well. I know that God will come through. God came through for me, and He can come through for you. Glory to God. I want you to know that. So please call the number 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. It is absolutely a great day. I don't care what you're going through. I'm going through some stuff, I mean, it's not like you're never going to go through anything. Just remember that when you're going through, God will give you the peace that you need. His grace is sufficient, He said. He told Paul that no matter what you're going through, no matter what battle you have, you must give thanks to God, and that is important to you and to me. And remembering that God loves you so much. So I want you to know this, that God loves you, and you need to thank Him right now. I don't care if you're hurting. I don't care if you're in pain. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if you're really depressed or discouraged. Watch how fast this happens, how it makes you very, very strong in God. It's difficult. It's very hard. But you need to know that. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, just remember that God wants to help you. And right now, I'm here. Bam Bam is here as well. We'll pray with you, no matter what you're going through. And we'll thank God for it, that you're going to make it. There's no doubt about it. Call that number, 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. 2500. I just feel good today because it's another day that God has made, and he brought me here for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And for myself, of course, because I can feel the spirit of more. God is also letting me know in my spirit what he wants me to do. And God has a will for you, and his will is very important. As we just read in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and in verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you." So that's his will. He wants you to give him thanks, and for that reason of what you're going through. So call the number 484-2500 and or 1-877-464-2500. There's some of you that are listening to me right now. You're in your homes, you're in your car, or whatever business you're working at. Call the number. There's no problem. We'll pray for you. Hallelujah. I don't even need to know your name, but we're going to pray. Or if you got a comment about this topic of how important it is to be able to thank God of what you're going through. I don't care if you're dying. It don't make no difference. I mean, I can tell you about my testimony, and you know, I promised God about to tell everybody about my my testimony, and remembering how I was dying of a liver problem. My liver was dead. Okay, it was dead. I needed a liver real bad, or I was going to die, and it wouldn't have taken but a couple of days, and I would have been dead, gone, and it would have been all over. And I can assure you, I thanked God. I said, "Lord, I thank you for everything you've done. I know that you're going to help me. And no matter what I'm going through, it's your will. Hallelujah. Because I know something good is going to happen." Now, don't think I didn't get discouraged, but I want you to understand that this is very important for you to understand, is that, yes, we have emotions. We have this flesh that has these five senses that God has put in us. And we feel things, okay? You know, we feel all these things, you know? We get discouraged. But don't stay there. Don't stay, Bram Bam Bam. Don't stay there. Ooh, Lord, don't wallow in it. I like the way he said that. Don't wallow in your problem, man. That's like a pig wallowing in some slop, you know, or the mud, should I say. Don't wallow in the mud. Get out of there and go to the water and clean yourself up and, you know, feel a whole lot better. Hallelujah. Don't stay there. God doesn't want you. That's why he says, thank me. And watch how fast you get out of there. That's part of the washing and cleansing, the Bible says, because the word is the washing of the word cleanses you and gets you back on your feet. I don't care if you're dying like I was dying. Bam Bam was dying of a heart attack. I believe it was a heart attack of Bam Bam. All these things. Look, I want you to understand, we've been through it ourselves. You know what I mean? We were facing very horrible times here. Isn't that correct, Bam Bam? Mm-hmm.
The fact that you and I are able to say anything right now is the testament of God's grace and mercy.
Amen. That's exactly right. Right now, yes, we testify that we are alive because God gave us life and feeling better. Why? Because we felt better.
We shouldn't be here, Pastor. In earthly, worldly terms,
amen.
You or I shouldn't be here.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did you give thanks to God?
I gave thanks to that man. I understand his power. I know his power is real.
Amen.
I love you, God. I love you. I'll scream it to the mountaintops. I love you, and I'm thankful. He gave me a second chance, Pastor, so I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And this is something you got to understand, that we're human. We're like you. Glory to God. You are out there. We're the same, you know. We flesh and blood, but we also spirit. That's really what we are. We, you know, we were created a spirit, and our spirit doesn't always cooperate with our mind and our body, okay? You know, we got made of three parts here, and the mind always says, man, I can't handle this, you know. Or, wait a minute. But the spirit says, hey, well, we're going to thank God, and we're going to praise God. You know, the perfect example was Job. What a perfect example of this guy. You know, he is awesome, you know. He was just awesome. Now, think about it, folks. You were out there. You got to think real hard about it, because some of us are not really thinking, you know, about his situation. Whew, man, you lose everything. In a moment's time, they came and told him he lost all of his animals, all of his, you might say, possessions, his riches. He was a very rich man, and he lost everything. And in another moment, not no hour, not no day or whatever, he's talking about moment, someone comes and tells him that a great wind or a tornado, because all his children were getting together and eating, you know, having supper, as a family should, and they were all in that house and eating, and all of a sudden the devil comes and brings a, like a tornado or something, and just tears down the house and kills all of his children. Whoa. Moments, time. So what do you do? You know, I mean, think about it. Everything that you really love has been taken away in a moment's time. Now, folks, think about that. But listen what this guy does, because he had a relationship with God, and you have a relationship with God. I hope, hallelujah, praise God. I mean, you need to have one, hallelujah. And whatever you're going through, but you know what he did? What this man did, he says, blessed be the name of the Lord, for the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Hallelujah. I came into this world naked, and I'm going back out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know what blessed means? Blessed means to really thank him for who he is and what he is. That's an awesome thing. Oh, and the moment he began to thank him, God seen that. Whoo, Lord Jesus, glory to God. God seen that, you know. This is awesome that God has seen this, and God is coming through. No doubt about it. God wants to bless you. God wants to show you how you need to be thankful in everything that God has for you. There's no doubt about it. God wants to bless you. God wants you to understand the meaning of being grateful. And Job, I mean, Job, well, he had protection all over. Now you got to understand, his protection was there. His protection was for him. He said he had protection as angels, a hedge of protection around Job. He blessed him. He did all the right things, okay? Should I say, now Job did sin just like everybody, because, you know, he made sacrifices and unto God. And and hoping that, you know, that God would cover it, the sin that he made, and his family, even his children. He woke up early in the morning and gave sacrifice just in case his children would sin, because he knew who he was and what they were. But you have to understand, you need to be thankful. And Job was very thankful and grateful, even though it was very difficult, because you know why? He knew that God had a reason. God had a reason to make him a whole lot better, to make him a lot stronger, to make him have a closer relationship with him. And I mean, that's, he knew that ahead. He says, bless his name. Hey, glory to God. Folks, you are out there, I want to pray with you. Call that number, 1-877-464-2500 or 484-2500. Call that number real quick. And I can assure you that God we'll hear your prayers. I need you to call the number, though, 484-2500. God wants to bless you. There's no doubt about it. So call the number, 1-877-464-2500. I want to pray with you. God will come through for you. There's no doubt about it. I can assure you that God has this all ready for you. You know, whatever, you going to become stronger if you thank him and thank God for being there at your side, thanking God and praising him. And it's hard to do, believe me. It's very hard. But, you know, the Bible says that when he told Joshua, be strong. I mean, speak to yourself and say, hey, let's get out of this mess and thank God that he will pull me through. I know he's going to go. He's going to help me. Yeah, some of you are crying even right now because of the distress that you're in, the mess that you're in, and you need to understand this one thing as well, that we make the mess, okay? And God's got to clean up the mess, and he can use that the mess that you're in, the mess that you called it, and the mess I called it through sin now, because we make a big mess in our lives, bro. We do make messes, and he knows that. But God says, hey, I'm going to take you out of your mess and make you stronger so you don't get back into the same mess, okay? And this is why God is saying, hey, I know you sin. I know this is probably, well, there's no doubt about it. It is a result of what you did.